advice to students, would-be politicians, they want to get into this world. Would you suggest they do it? Or
let me suggest, John, and I know I'm right on this, but some people won't appreciate it. A student, say someone in college, first of all, decide what you stand for. And once you do that, you decide whether you're a liberal or conservative, and those are not dirty words. A liberal means that government should be involved in more of our everyday life. A conservative believes that government's already involved in too much of our lives. It's very simple. You decide where you are, what the role of government should be. Then once you decide that, start looking around for state races, like state legislative races. Before you run yourself, you have to pay your dues. You have to get out and start helping someone run. You love them. You stand for what they stand for, and you get involved in those races. Then that opportunity will come if you're one who really believes and is willing to do that. That's why I believe the party system is so misunderstood. But in a way, there's no other country in the world that has a system like we have. The Democrats in what they stand for and the Republicans what they stand for all starts in some living room in Sepulveda, Oklahoma, where they have their gathering. It's called a little caucus where people get together and say, all right, we're in this precinct. I'm a Republican in this precinct. I think Republicans should be conservative. I think that should be for gun owners, Second Amendment rights and all this stuff. Now, across the street, the Democrats are having theirs. They're saying we're pro-abortion. We don't believe in gun owners' rights. And they decide what they stand for. They do something very significant at that block meeting. They decide who's going to go to the county convention. And when the county convention gets here, it's made up of people who have sold themselves and others in that neighborhood on a way of government. So they decide at the county convention who goes to the district convention. Every other election is a district convention. And that's of the six congressional districts. This is the interesting thing. Then they decide who's going to go to the state convention, who's going to go to the national convention. Each level that goes up, the Republican Party becomes more conservative because they're the activists. On the other side, you find the Democrats, their activists are the liberals. And so by the time you get to the national convention, we know clearly who stands for what. That's a long way around the barn, but I'm saying the system doesn't happen anywhere else. So those people who go there and are the ones who represent the philosophies are the extremes on both ends. And it works. The worst thing the Republicans can do would be to have a third party come in and say, well, you're not conservative enough. That happened. That's how Ross Perot threw Bill Clinton in. He wouldn't have won if it had not been for a third party.
It's interesting in the state of Oklahoma, a red state, meaning a Republican state, there still are more Democrats registered than Republicans.
Yeah.
And so you're asking Democrats to vote for you, and they obviously have. It's interesting that
because
phenomenon.
Because the Democrats in Oklahoma and in most red states, it's kind of a religion. They've always been Democrats. So you can still go to some counties in Oklahoma where it's really lopsided, but they're very strong conservatives. But they're very proud Democrats. And if you were to say to a Democrat, to most Democrats, well, you're a Democrat in Oklahoma. Do you believe in the Second Amendment rights? Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, wait a minute. Read what is adopted by the Democrat Party. They don't believe that. So you're really not. Oh, yeah, but I am. Well, do you believe in the death penalty? Oh, yeah. But wait a minute. Go read what the Democrats stand for. Look at Arkansas. It's the same thing as Oklahoma, except they're 2 years behind us. I can remember when there one Republican, John Paul Hammersmith, was the only Republican in the congressional delegation of the state of Arkansas. And he was pretty moderate. I love the guy. He's still living. He's a good guy and all that. Now they're all Democrats.
Al Snipes, who I referred to earlier and really got the Republicans going back in the 60s, he said, I still want a two-party state. And I said, oh, you want even registration? He said, yes, but I want one to be Republican. So it would be one more. He's 89 years old, and he still wants this to be a two-party state.
Well, I agree with him. Otherwise, what is a party? What do you stand for?
Yeah.
And isn't that amazing, though, that it starts in two living rooms? And it goes all the way up to the national convention. And the philosophies are all in what they pass, in resolutions. What do we stand for?
Yeah. It's a great system, isn't it?
It is. It's a great system.